AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At the United Nations, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the General Assembly today. Julie Walker reports he warned,
Russian operations are already spreading across countries, and Putin wants to continue this war by expanding it, and no one can feel safe right now.
He also told leaders the world is in the most destructive arms race in history.
Ukrainians are peaceful people, but they are people who want to live freely in their own independent country. That's why we invest in defense. For many nations, there is simply no other way left.
On Tuesday, Zelensky met with President Trump, who expressed support for Ukraine's efforts and criticized Russia. Julie Walker, New York.
The family of one of those killed in the collision of an airliner and an army helicopter over Washington, D.C. in January is suing the government and the airline. Attorney Bob Clifford.
The crash of American Eagle 5342 was predictable, it was preventable, and caused the needless loss of 67 lives.
Lisa Dwyer reports Xcel Energy will pay $64 million to settle claims from a Denver area wildfire that killed two people and destroyed nearly 1,000 homes 4 years ago.
Investigators found that a sparking power line owned by Xcel was one of the causes. Embers from a smoldering scrap wood fire set days before on a nearby camp property was another. The two fires combined into an inferno following months of drought amid a winter nearly devoid of snow and wind gusts up to 100 miles per hour. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new tropical storm in the Atlantic, Umberto. Meanwhile, Hurricane Gabrielle is racing toward the Azores, waves affecting Bermuda and the East Coast from North Carolina northward. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, bringing indexes a bit further below the all-time highs they set at the beginning of the week. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 171 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Micron Technology fell 2.8%. The chip company gave back some of its huge gain for the year, even though it reported a better profit than expected. Homebuilders rose following a strong report on sales of new homes. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And a new report finds the Trump administration's remaking of the federal workforce has battered the Washington, D.C. area job and housing markets. The number of homes for sale is up 64% since June of last year, and the region's unemployment rate is the highest in the nation. There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.